code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix on the 16th of February 2012. For newcomers, I always suggest the beginning of the show is better to do it at the beginning than do it all through the show. But I suggest you use the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com because there's lots of free audios there where I try and tie up the big system, the big agenda that you're living through. And it's been on the go for a long, long time, long before you were born. And it's run really by what people generally call the New World Order, which is simply a eugenical planned society. And it's been on the go for, say, for a long time. Your parents were subject to it, gradually increasing, of course, through to the present time. And everyone's been affected by it. Our thoughts, the way we think, is actually a consequence of our schooling, etc. And I'll be touching on that tonight. But big foundations, thousands of them, unfortunately, plan every facet of our lives and all social aspects of our lives too, everything. To make sure they get the perfect kind of citizens that will accept anything and even more changes to come. And media, entertainment, everything's all part of this as well, to make sure you're programmed for things to come. That's why all the sci-fi movies have, and even regular comedies and movies too, have always little articles about the future, the trends, etc., to get prepared for the changes which are coming down the road. So help yourself to the audios and hopefully you understand how this has kicked off, this big system. The ones behind it, the top foundations that really are funnelers or launderers of money to thousands of other foundations and NGOs, and how democracy was totally bypassed at the beginning, and how these guys have been running the world for 100 years or more. And if you go through the audios, you'll find all the names of people who wrote books about it, who belong to these big foundations, who love to write their memoirs in retirement, and boast about their part in it. And it's very important to read these dry, dusty, old books. It's better than getting angry about what's happening now. You start to understand. You understand you don't get angry. You understand it, you see. Anger is a response, generally, in this kind of situation, to just being angry at the changes that are happening without knowing why they're happening, who's causing them. When you realize it's part of a massive effort of change agents, they call these associations, that are always working with governments, then you understand why these things are happening. And it gives you a bit of power, at least personally. That's what gives you a bit of power to understand. So do help yourself to that, and you can also buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And that will help me just to trickle along. And from the US to Canada, you can still use a personal check or an international postal money order, or you can use PayPal, or some people send cash. Across the world, you've got Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. So go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, see what's on offer, and how to get it, and so on. It's all there for you. And what I do is chronicle the present changes as we go through them and tell you about the next changes to come, get you all prepared for that too, to show you who's behind it. See, so many foundations are specialized in certain areas of society, show you why things are happening today, where they're going with this part, that part, etc. There's so many parts to it. One person could never keep up with it. You're dealing with thousands of think tanks here, all working with foundations that sponsor them with unlimited financing across the whole world. And that's why they call it a global agenda, you see. Nations have all been bypassed a long time ago. We've gone through the whole Communist Manifesto pretty well in my lifetime. And every plank has been fulfilled, including redistribution of wealth as your tax money across the world to the big international corporations to help control the third world countries. Back with more after this break.
Yeah. Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi, I'm back, cutting through the matrix. You said a long, long time ago, different institutions were already on the go between World War I and II, a lot of them. And many of those who were involved in social engineering for the world were indeed communists, and they were elitists as well at the same time. People think of communists as guys with laboring outfits on who are kind of workers, and nothing's further from the truth. The intelligentsia of communism never lifted a fork in their life to get any ground. And, of course, they were run by the West, actually, the big banks, because they wanted to bring in a new society. Society really much like Brave New World. And before that, they'd have to bring in a type of Orwellian society, and even a mix of the two of them for quite some time. We have both of these on the go today. But these organizations that all were funded, again, by the big banks and the foundations. And the foundations, of course, were set up as basically for taxes, for tax relief, basically, loopholes, you might say, by the big industrialists of that era, like the Rockefellers, Carnegie, etc. So they funded these foundations that are now worth trillions of dollars. And they made many more front foundations, all which would make it appear to the public that there were so many people, obviously, since there's thousands of foundations, that make so many people who wanted to bring down the population and the form that H.G. Wells advocated in his various publications for the Fabian Society. And so they were all working on this. The perfect citizen would be dumb and stupid and quite happy to work away. Brave New World goes into the different types of eugenics experiments where they'd have different alphas down to the ones at the bottom. They could just kind of push things around and be very dumb and happy. That was really was an idea they all had, and they really talked about this very enthusiastic at the top, and that's where they want to go. And they can go that way, but most of it now they need the exogenesis, which I talked about 2 weeks ago or so, where there's actually one of the big groups are pushing for babies to be born outside the womb, so then they can tinker and get the perfect kind of type A, Bs, and Cs, and Ds, the citizens that they want to breed. Now, one big part of this, too, was education. And if people today haven't been taught how to reason, of course, and they haven't been taught courses in logic either, and when you haven't been taught that, at one time, if your parents knew it, they would just teach you it anyway. You grew up learning it. But your parents also were subjected to this system, so they don't know either. We tend to take information at face value and just parrot it. There's actually whole neuroscientific schools working with marketers to make that very thing happen. Actually use you when you hear something is said, and you run off and tell your pals about it, and then they tell their pals. So they actually use you. I've got articles here about it. They're doing this all the time. It works very well. But getting back to education, Paul Taylor Gatto is very good on the subject. He's done an intensive investigation into the schooling system, along with Charlotte Etherby as well, but they both have their books out there, and they together they really fill in a lot of gaps as to how it was done through the education system, how the children were dumbed down, and those children become adults, and they then have a lot of predictive programming in them already from the school, a lot of Pavlovian training as well. But this is from a talk he gave at the Vermont Homeschooling Conference, it was called, and it gives you a bit of background into how all this started. It goes back to the 1890s, actually. But what he goes on to is what happened mainly in the 60s. It's a short angle history of American forced schooling. It says, between 1967 and 1974, teacher training in the U.S. was covertly revamped through the coordinated efforts of a small number of private foundations, certain universities, global corporations, and several other interests working through the U.S. Department of Education and through key state education departments, one of which is the state of Vermont. Now, this is happening across the world, actually. And as you said in Britain, why do we keep copying the American changes? Well, no one answered, but it's a global agenda, you see. Just three critical documents on this transformation are Benjamin Bloom's multi-volume taxonomy of education objectives, or educational objectives. That was the first. The second was a many-state project begun in 1967 called Designing Education for the Future. And it was set forth in an enormous manual of nearly 1,000 pages. And finally, the Behavioral Teacher Educational Project, which came in manual over 1,000 pages. These were inserted into every state education department in the country, and monies were inserted there to pay faculty salaries, a certain range of bribes for the school districts that would pioneer the use of these things. Let me start with the Designing Education for the Future papers, he says. They were the collusion with the Federal Education Department and the presumably independent state agencies. They redefined education after the 19th century, and that's, you think they redefined it or its purpose. Germanic fashion as, quoting from the now from the document, as a means to achieve important economic and social goals for the national character. And I would here hasten to add that none of those goals include the maximum development of your son or daughter. It's for the national character to suit the elite who ruled. State agencies would henceforth act as federal enforcers, ensuring compliance of local schools with federal directives. The document proclaimed that, and he's quoting again, each state education department must be an agent of change. And that's what they started calling the teachers then, change agents. Proclaimed further, change must be institutionalized. Now, whenever you see that word too, it really means what it says. It's the global warming. I've got all the articles from United Nations, IPCC, and various other departments related to them saying that, that the whole idea of climate change, global warming, must be institutionalized. That means it'll be parted from all media, and it'll be talked into reality until it's just common language usage. So it says, I doubt if an account of this appeared in any newspaper in the state of Vermont, or for that matter, any newspaper in the country. U.S. in the U.S. Education departments were, I am quoting a third time, to lose their identity as well as their authority in order to form a partnership with the federal government. See, all governments were on board with this change at the same time across the planet. The Behavioral Teacher Educational Project outlined specific teaching reforms to be forced on the country, unwillingly, of course, after 1967. It also sets out in clear language the outlook and intent of its invisible creators. Nothing less than, quoting again, than personal manipulation through schooling of a future America in which few will be able to maintain control over their own opinions. An America in which, quoting again, each individual receives at birth a multipurpose identification number which enables employers and other controllers, to keep track of their underlings. This underlings is my interpretation. Everything else came out of the document, and to expose them to the director's subliminal influence of the State Education Department and the Federal Department acting through those wherever or necessary or whenever necessary. So, basically, it was to really to maintain control over your opinion. That's where groupthink and all that came into it then, where the group is taught to shun you if you don't come to consensus on particular topics in the classroom. This is readers learned in 1967, of course, you and I were amongst those readers, that chemical experimentation on minors would be normal procedure in the post-1967 world. That was all in the documentation that was given to the schools. That is a pointed foreshadowing of the massive Ritalin interventions which would accompany the student body in the future. Teachers were expected to function as government change agents and their trainers. This is the first time reading the document I realized that expression teacher-trainer, like animal trainer, is an odd locution. The teacher-trainers were notified that behavioral science would henceforth replace academic curriculum in schools. The project identified the future as one, and again he's quoting here, in which a small league would control all important matters, one in which particularly participatory democracy would largely disappear. See, and that's happened already. A small league, right, would control all important matters, one in which participatory democracy would largely disappear. Most folk don't bother voting across the world now. That's why they force them to vote in some countries. It's a legality. If they force you to vote and then they slap you down with taxes afterwards, so what you voted is in. It's a legality. Children will be made to see that their classmates and indeed the average man or woman were so inadequate, were so irresponsible, that they had to be controlled and regulated. The tremendous rise in school violence and general chaos in the late 1960s, a period when teachers and schools across the land were stripped of their ability to discipline children, might be seen as a convenient public justification for such sharp constrictions of traditional liberty. Each outburst resonated through the press like a billboard for emergency measures. And that's true. In Britain and other countries too, the teachers couldn't punish the children at all. And then they bring in experts to do what you see, the psychologists, etc. And it says, according to the Behavioral Teacher Educational Project, that's one of the big releases to a book form, postmodern schooling would focus, and this is a direct quote from the document, on pleasure cultivation and interpersonal relationships and other attitudes and skills compatible with a non-work world. See, they knew then that in the future, around the 70s and the 80s, they start to speed up the disappearance of all your factories and your places of work. They knew long in advance what they were going to bring you into. It makes sense, of course, doesn't it, that irresponsible semi-illiterate people could not be trusted with so much responsibility. So in the new change agency schooling, which is called for by this national teacher training document, the teacher is a therapist translating the prescriptions of the social psychologist into practical action research in the classroom. The third critical gospel, signaling a great transformation at hand for those in the know, was Bloom's Taxonomy of Educational Objective. I'll touch on that when I come back after this.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hi folks, Alan Watts for Cutting Through the Matrix, speaking from an article by John Taylor Gatto on basically the educational system and how it was changed deliberately by, again, the big social engineers who, as worldwide, it was going on worldwide at the exact same time, all these changes to create the same kind of students in a global society. But he says the taxonomy of educational objectives is another part of what the teachers were given, written by Bloom, says, which has, since its publication, spawned a number of descendant forms like master learning, outcome-based education, school-to-work, business, government, economic projects. Dr. Bloom's compilation was a tool, I'm quoting from Dr. Bloom, a tool to classify the ways individuals are to act, think, or feel as a result of participating in some unit of instruction. It would be dubious if any parent in the U.S. would send their children to schools under these auspices if they were thinking people. In this fashion, children would learn proper attitudes and have their improper attitudes brought from home. They call it contamination from the older generation, remediated. In all stages of the school, manipulations, testing would be essential to locate the child's mind on an official continuum. But why is all of this being done? One large piece of the answer can be found in the current edition of Foreign Affairs magazine, which will be in all your libraries. It is surely one of the most influential periodicals in the U.S., perhaps, to the world, which extols the American economy with its massive lead over Europe and Asia, and an article written by the owner of U.S. News and World Report and New York Daily News by Mort Zuckerman. Zuckerman attributes our superiority, which he claims cannot be lost in the 21st century, so huge is it to certain characteristics of the American worker and the American workplace. If you read between the lines of the article, it's quite easy to see that the advantage that Zuckerman boasts of can only come from our training of the young. What does the advantage consist of then? According to Zuckerman, in the first proposition, the American is a pushover, dominated by management, with little to say about what happens. Isn't that true? By contrast, as Zuckerman, Europe suffers from a long craft tradition which demands a worker voice in decision-making. Asia is even worse off. Their tradition, religion, and government interferes with what business could do. The Islamic world is so far behind, so crippled by religion, that Zuckerman doesn't even bother to mention it. And I'm sure Zuckerman wouldn't want to mention it anyway. His analysis makes further telling points about the Americans, American worker, and the American consumer. Like nowhere else, he says, workers in America live in a constant state of panic, a panic against being left out. They know the companies owe them nothing. There's no power to appeal for management's decisions. Fear is our secret supercharger. It gives management the flexibility other nations will never have. And it's true, you can get fired at any time and all that kind of stuff. So fear kept everyone in line. Zuckerman says that even after 6 years of economic expansion, American workers, including management workers, fret they might not survive. He's boasting, of course. This is not a critical article. This is a laudatory article. It says, in 1996, almost half the employees of large firms feared being laid off. And this is double the number of fearful of being laid off in 1991, when things were not nearly as good as they are now. This keeps wages under control. So part of control of society has always been fear, of course, fear of playing the game, being a team member and all that kind of stuff, and kissing ass when necessary at work. Basically, that's it. Or you get laid off. And Zuckerman thought this was great, so a great way to control the public. And finally, our endless consumption completes the golden circle. Consumption driven, says Zuckerman, by an astonishing American addiction to novelty, which provides American businesses with the only domestic market in the world. Elsewhere in hard times, businesses dry up. Here we continue to shop till we drop, mortgaging our futures to keep the flow of goods and services coming. Remember, this is not in any way a critical article. There could be no doubt that the fantastic wealth of American big business is a direct result of school training. So, but true, you see, understand, it's on the go even before 67, because Bernays brought in the consumer society and has given permission to put this talent by presidency, or was a president, one after the other, to make sure America was to be a consumer society, you see. So you'd spend all your money on the latest beads they would offer you to buy for your home, that kind of idea. These guys have been at this for thousands of years, you understand. Anyway, he says, it's a result of school training as well. You're getting trained to be a consumer at school back then. Now we're post-consumerists. Get back to the article. It says, schools training a social lump to be needy, frightened, envious, bored, talentless, and incomplete. A successful mass production economy demands such an audience. It isn't anybody's fault, just as the Amish small business, small farm economy requires intelligence, competence, thoughtfulness, and compassion. Ours needs a well-managed mass, the masses. Level, anxious, spiritless, families, godless, and conforming. That's what he said. This is from the Foreign Affairs magazine, right? And people who believe that the difference between Coke and Pepsi is matter worth arguing about, and they do. The American economy depends on schooling us that status is purchased and others run our lives. We learn there that sources of joy and accomplishment are external, that the contentment comes with the possessions, seldom from within. Schools cuts our ability to concentrate to a few minutes duration, creating a lifelong craving for relief from boredom through outside stimulation, that's your entertainment. In conjunction with television and computer games, which employ the identical teaching methodology, that these lessons are permanently inscribed in your mind, of course. You become fearful, stupid, voiceless, and addicted to novelty. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey folks, I'm back at English with Matrix. Read an article, it's an awfully good article by Gatso, and it says, the secret of American schooling is that it doesn't teach the way children learn, nor is it supposed to. Schools were conceived to serve the economy and the social order rather than children and families. That's why it is compulsory. And it's a fact. It is a fact. It's way back to this, to Frankfurt School. As a consequence, it says the school cannot only help anybody grow up because its prime directive is to retard maturity. Have you noticed everyone grows up now, no matter what age they are, and you see them acting as they were when they were teenagers, dressing the same way, talking the same way, doing the same things, and they all want to be children forever. There's women in their 60s getting, you know, implants and everything, and trying to dress like the people in music television. So that's what he says here. Schools were conceived to serve the economy and the social order in the Ireland children and family. That's why it is compulsory. As a consequence, the school cannot help anybody grow up because its prime directive is to retard maturity. I've talked about it for so long, the wisdom. You have older folk now with no wisdom to pass on, except what to watch on TV. It does that by teaching that everything is difficult, that other people run our lives, that our neighbors are untrustworthy, even dangerous. School is the first impression children get of society. Because first impressions are often the decisive ones, school imprints children with fear, suspicion of one another, and certain addictions for life. We know what they are, they're sexual, because they start off with puberty now and really push it. And again, that was planned way back in the 30s and 20s even. It ambushes natural intuition, faith, and love of adventure, wiping these out in favor of a gospel of rational procedure and rational management. And then he goes on about how the New York Times had sent reporters to three daycare centers in Texas. The one was for white children, one for black children, one for Hispanic children, and they're all identical, all colored the same way with the colors on the walls and the same slogans and so on. And it's, the whole idea, it seemed to be, to the reporters was that the children weren't being interacted on with the caregivers. They were being managed. And that was the key. You're being managed from kindergarten onwards. You're taught you're being managed by experts. You're being taught that from the beginning. So you're always immature. You're always unsure of yourself. You always need advice from an expert, you see. And it says, behind the melodrama of lurid school headlines, hammer attacks on pregnant school teachers, paramilitary assaults on elementary schools by students whose cheeks have never felt a razor past the red herring, the falling or rising of SAT scores. What seems clear to me after 30 years inside the business is that school is a place where children learn to dislike each other. What causes that? The self-hatred, ineptitude, and generalized antagonisms are certainly the justification for a managed society that deviates from the founding documents of this nation, which conferred sovereignty on ordinary people, not on experts. So they get you at birth, and that's what Bertrand Russell said a long time ago, and Julian Huxley, they must get them at birth, you see. And once you're into that daycare center, you're being managed, and you're kept immature for the rest of your life. You're not taught to have any faith in yourself, actually. You need experts to do it all the time. And this ties in with an article, too, from Australia, from Adelaide. And this is what they've got. They've got them in other countries, too. They're quiet about them, though. That's why you should look at the different foreign newspapers to find out where it's all coming from, because they won't tell you in your own country. American mental health expert Dr. Martin Seligman will be Adelaide's next thinker-in-residence. Thinker-in-residence. I guess no thinkers there. Yeah, no kidding. So it's called. Dr. Seligman from the University of Pennsylvania will take up the appointment in February. Education and Children's Service Departments will work with Dr. Seligman to explore how to help develop well-being and resilience in the state's young. Well-being. Premier Mike Rann said young people and their families, teachers and service providers around them were the real resource boom in South Australia. Protecting them against mental ill health and developing their well-being is the most important investment we can make in SA's future, Mr. Rand said. St. Peter's College, which has begun the process of integrating positive psychology into the school's curriculum and activities, will work with Dr. Seligman. And so what they're doing, again, is social engineering to make sure they get the desired kind of children who will obey the state, the state, the state, the state, and never argue, and even be embarrassed if they get a little feeling that something's wrong here. They'll probably blush, because you must go along with the state, and experts must be right, you see. That's how it really is, folks. That's how it really, really is. Now, in the States, too, this is what a big, on Wall Street, this is one of the biggest Wall Street investors. Private prison corporation offers cash in exchange for state prisons. And, of course, the states will be funding it all, of course. You will, the people. And it goes into a state government wrestles with massive budget shortfalls. A Wall Street giant is offering a solution, cash in exchange for state property, prisons to be exact. Corrections Corporation of America, the nation's largest operator of for-profit prisons, has sent letters recently to 48 states offering to buy up their prisons as a remedy for challenging corrections budgets. It's nothing to do with crime or anything. Challenging corrections budgets. It's all to do with the economy, isn't it? And they've all those free laborers in prison to make goods for them. In exchange, the company is asking for a 20-year management contract. You understand, government is just like a dog king and queen giving out contracts to corporations. Plus an assurance that the prison would remain at least 90% full. Means that you'll need more crime, so there'll be more laws in the books for more petty crime. According to a copy of the letter obtained by the Huffington Post, the move reflects a significant shift in strategy for the private prison industry, which until now has expanded by building prisons of its own or managing state-controlled prisons. It also represents an unprecedented bid for more control of state prison systems. So, it says it's found the new opportunity in the business of locking up undocumented immigrants. Anything you'll do, they don't care. And it says, Ohio sold off one of its largest prisons to Corrections Corporation last year as a way to plug holes in its budget. And government officials estimate that outsourcing the prison could save the state $3 million annually. So it's all economics, and we're all economics. We're just economic units, you see. And that's what they call us now, economic units. And it's interesting that, too, because your class is literally an economic unit when it comes to even healthcare now. In Britain, they're doing that as well, where they don't even bother using a name now in the bureaucratic selections of hospitals. You just number so-and-so. And what's the cost of helping you get better as opposed to letting you die? What's your status in society? Are you necessary to society? You're an economic unit. And it's the same in Holland, where they're doing euthanasia, and the rest are to follow shortly. And we're so dumbed down and stupid, no one retaliates. Because we're trained that way, folks. That's the reason why. That's the reason why all this is happening at such a massive pace now. Stuff that's been on the books for 100 years is rampaging ahead because everyone's been dumbed down and taught from kindergarten onwards to obey the managers and the experts. Yeah. Quite something. General Motors said Wednesday will end traditional defined benefit pension plans for its U.S. white-collared employees, seen as consistent with its goal of lowering pension risk for investors. So as GM expands across the world, as factories across the world, it's just fingers up to you, and down go your pension plans and everything else. That's just economics. Yeah. It's always been that way. Everyone's prattling on, I love my Ford or I love my GM or whatever they love. It's just economic. They don't care about you at all. And Caterpillar, the Caterpillar Corporation is owned up in China and feels force of Canada's anger as it closes the country's last train plant, the locomotive plant. It says EMD workers picketing at Caterpillar bigger dealerships showed different photographs and all being rather ticked off. It would be good, of course. As this evening's temperatures dipped to 10 below centigrade, and blizzards swept in from the Arctic, workers at Caterpillar's locomotive factory in London, Ontario, remained doggedly in the picket line, locked in a bitter dispute sparked by the U.S. company's demand they should take a 50% wage cut. 50%. Well, they've all been trained that way, as Gatto said. But the defiance of the harsh Canadian winter and company's management has been to no avail. Earlier this month, the company abruptly shut the doors on the electromotive diesel plant, the EMD plant, and sacked 665 workers in an attempt to guillotine a dispute that has introduced the brutal realities of globalization to enraged Canadians and led to calls for a nationwide boycott of Caterpillar products. It says the dispute has been fueled by the possibility of jobs being transferred to a non-unionized plant across the border through Indiana. Has also been hotly debated in Parliament, where a motion ultimately defeated was tabled condemning Caterpillar and calling for a rethink on foreign companies investing in Canada. So everything just was left is just shipping itself out. And this austerity is coming, and you think I'm kidding. You really think I'm not kidding about austerity? Do you know what austerity is? You have to look into all the different organizations that have worked or do work with the United Nations. And this one, this company here, has got all these little logos from the United Nations at the bottom. And it's called ZERI. This is only one organization. What is ZERI? It's Zero Emissions Research and Initiatives. Anything with that kind of slogan, you see, as a logo, is going to get lots of government financing and financing through all the foundations. It's a global network of creative minds seeking solutions to the ever-increasing problems of the world. Members take on challenges others will consider impossible or too complex. And when you read this, you all think it could be considered impossible. Starting from ideas based on science, you put science in there, nobody believes it. The common vision shared by each and every member of the ZERI or ZERI network is to seek sustained solutions for society, sustainability, Agenda 21, etc. From unreached communities, you see, communities, to corporations inspired by nature's design principles, Innovative solutions are constantly designed by varied teams drawn from many walks of life and expertise. So they're working towards a new paradigm. Love that term, paradigm. Now, what's interesting is when you go into part of it too, it's called they're working towards the blue economy, is the term they're using for the next transitional phase as we do away with carbon and freeze to death and winter and stuff like that. And eat bugs, you know, we're supposed to eat bugs now, and the chefs will be out soon on television showing us how to cook crickets and things like that. But yet, I'll put another link up here tonight too. And I've got all these different things that's going to come, like you're going to have shoes made out of thorns. Isn't that wonderful? We're really going into austerity, you see, folks. Maggots. Maggots are nature's nurses. You can put them into wounds, you see, wounds of people and things like that to help you get better. I guess the great completely ban on healthcare for people at the bottom altogether. No kidding. How we change coffee from waste into protein, electricity without batteries, all these wonderful things, you know, fuel from the forest and so on. So fresh air without filters, wind energy without turbines. Again, you stick a pole up and a little propeller on the top. And control bacteria and so on and so on without using, I guess, antibiotics. And back to stay cooling and warm water, how to do all these things without any energy at all. It's wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. We're going to be back in the Stone Age, folks. Back in the Stone Age. No doubt about it at all. But I'll put this up, and it's got this big long list of stuff and links to them all, and you can see how to make your shoes out of thorns and things like that, you know. Yeah. And then all the models to go down the runway in their thorny boots, you know. And here's that little article on maggots, actually. Have you ever wondered why there are flies? I guess with the school system, nobody does anymore. And then they give a misnomer here, which isn't true at all. The Nigerian priest, Godfrey Zemujo, they say it here, understood that they eat rotting leftovers. It was done elsewhere, actually, by a different group in Germany. When food is rich, they quickly lay eggs, and before long, maggots proliferate. Maggots are rich in protein and a favorite of fish and birds. Father Zemujo created a special zone at the Songhai Center in Porto Novo, Benin, where all slaughter waste is offered to flies. Maggots are fed to fish and quails, cutting the costs, generating the food. The British scientist Stephen Britland studied the age-old successful tradition to treat open wounds with maggots and offered it solid science. He had established advanced gel technologies in Bradford by Leeds. The US and British government have approved wound treatment by maggots. I guess this is the new National Health Service. But costs remain high, but that's definitely the National Health Service. However, when Father Chimojo's maggots are made to vomit by simply throwing them into salt water, then enzymes can be collected, purified, and sterilized at a fraction of the cost. So nature is going to work, folks, in this new world order. Isn't it wonderful, the sustainability system that we're now coming into? And you think they're kidding. You all think I'm kidding, don't you? You haven't seen the plans they have for you. You haven't seen anything yet. Isn't it amazing we go and bomb folk who haven't got reactors up and working? And even the reactors they're working on are not meant really to be fast breeders for plutonium and stuff. So we go over and bomb them. It's really because they're Muslim. That's really part of the problem. They have no religion left except one. And they don't have a central bank either. That's another thing, too, with Iran. But India can go ahead with a whole bunch of new reactors. They already have some, I think, because they already got the bomb. But it's mainly Sikh there, you see. It's okay. Six commercial fast breeder reactors in the next 15 years. And I want to know where they come from, because I know Canada sells a lot of CANDU reactors. Anyway, it says, as Indian prototype fast breeder reactor, these are really dirty reactors, actually. You can use them for war purposes, no problem at all. Near completion, the center plans to build six commercial fast breeder reactors in the next 15 years. The 500-megawatt prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu is expected to be commissioned by early 2013. Construction will be complete by September and fuel will be lowered by December. We expect commissioning by early 2013, said S.H. Chittal, director of Indira Gandhi Center for Atomic Research at Kalpakkam. Six commercial fast-breed reactors have been planned subsequently based on the PFBR technology, etc., etc. The first two of the six are planned during the 12 planned period and will be located in Kalpakkam. The remaining four will be constructed in the 13th and 14th planned period. Fast-breed reactors breed more fissile material than the fuel they consume. They burn plutonium. Isn't that nice? Generated in the uranium-fueled pressurized heavy water reactors and light water reactors, which are a type of fissile uranium known as U-233, which is used as fuel. And you can really breed a lot of dirty bombs out of this stuff. Back with more after this break. And we're funding it all too, by the way, because we're an upcoming nation and we must distribute our wealth across the South, something like that.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesense, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix. Someone sent me a picture today from either the magazine or television to do with the runway, the model's runway, and there's a model walking up the runway, dressed in black, and she's got a baby doll strapped to her belly, all bloody, and it's got a chain from its wrist to a manacle on her wrist, meaning this is what children do. They tie you down, they chain you down. We know why you have them. This is how far it's gone, and we're getting these kind of images all through our lives as the big boys want to bring down population and sterilize everybody. But It ties in with this article. It says the Obama administration was sued by a Christian organization called Priests for Life, which says the government mandate that insurance providers cover birth control violates the organization's religious and free speech rights. It's been forced, you see, if you're a Christian organization, to provide insurance coverage for your employees for abortion, sterilization, etc. Priests for Life, in a lawsuit filed yesterday in the Federal Bureau, federal court in Brooklyn, New York, also objected to the requirement that employers provide coverage for sterilization and related education and to the penalties for not complying. They said the mandate violates the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment. The group wants the court to prohibit enforcement of the rules under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, which President Obama signed into law in 2010. The mandate violates the freedom of all people of faith and even those of no faith who have a conscientious objection to contraception, sterilization, or abortion, the Staten Island, New York-based group said in its complaint. Last week, Obama offered a compromise that would force health insurers and not religious-affiliated charities to pay for contraceptives for employees of those institutions. Republican lawmakers are about to push for a measure in Congress to repeal the policy, a vote that could come as early as this week. This is happening across the world, though. It's a standardized system. And remember, Obama used the RAND Corporation to seek out across the world the best kinds of health care, the cheapest forms to give the public. And he picked Britain. Britain is falling apart. You're lucky to get a dressing for a scratch, you know, in Britain. This is Erin Shields, a spokeswoman for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. But they'll get an abortion immediately if you want to. Declined to comment on the legislation. Priests for Life is the nation's largest Catholic pro-life organization dedicated to ending abortion and euthanasia, according to a statement by the group. The case is Priests for Life versus Sibelius, and it gives you the number of it and so on for those who want to look it up. But they're also backed by a number of non-Catholic organizations as well. And state inspectors searching children's lunchboxes. This isn't China, is it? Well, no, we're worse than China. A mother in Hoki County complains her daughter was forced to eat a school lunch because a government inspector for health, you see, determined her homemade lunch did not meet nutrition requirements. In fact, all of the students in the NC pre-K, that's North Carolina pre-K program classroom at West Hoke Elementary School in Rayford, had to accept the school lunch in addition to their lunches brought from home. And it says the mother, who doesn't wish to be identified at this time, says she made her daughter a lunch that contained turkey, cheese sandwich, banana, apple juice, and potato chips. A state inspector assessing the pre-K program, the school said the girl also needed a vegetable, so an inspector ordered a full school lunch tray for her. While the four-year-old was still allowed to eat her home lunch, the girl was forced to take helpings of chicken nuggets that were covered in that rotten artificial sauce and all that stuff. Milk and a fruit and a vegetable to supplement her sack lunch. Understand, we're being regimented. Well, we have been for a long time, regimented by the managers that Gatto was talking about. You get the perfect dumbed-down society. They'll always obey what they see as basically authority. And we'll be perpetually immature. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. Your God, oh, with you.